Hello, it's me, Lily, wishing you a happy new year. I'm sitting in my mud home under my frozen pond with my wood stove keeping me warm and a big stack of books beside me, a pie cooling on the table, a fly's pie, of course. I'm wrapped up in a patchwork quilt with two dragonflies curled up and sleeping at my feet. And I'm thinking of you, and I'm wondering, what are the things that make a day a good day for you? For me, something that makes my days brighter is sharing stories with you. So I'm pulling a story out from my archives, episode 74, The New Year's Fairy. Maybe you are a new listener here at Tales from the Lily Pad. Welcome. Maybe you've been listening to my stories for years and you're wondering where to find older episodes that have disappeared from your feed. You can. I think of my stories as gifts and I will never take them back. You can always find them for free at talesfromthelilypad.com. Have you ever heard of the New Year's Fairy? She has the very particular job of delivering day books from Father Time's library to people all over the world. Sometimes the books look very important. They might have a soft leather cover with gold leaf designs and gold letters and a golden clasp that locks with a golden key. Sometimes the books look drab and plain, with cardboard covers the color of dried grass or old tea bags. The day books for children are cheerful, with covers that look like they are made of flower petals or mermaid scales or sunrises or butterfly wings. Every book has 365 blank pages, one for each day of the year. But mostly, people can't see the books. They don't even know they are there on their bookshelves or bedside tables. On New Year's Eve, right at midnight, the New Year's Fairy delivers all the day books, one for every man, woman, and child, all at the same time. And she also takes away the book she left the previous year. She takes it back to Father Time's library. It's a powerful sort of magic. If a child wakes up and sees the glimmering New Year's Fairy just when she visits for the briefest flash in time, that child will be able to see the day book the New Year's Fairy left for them for the rest of the year. They will be able to pick it up, hold it in their hands, and flip it open and see the shimmery blank pages. The child will only be able to see one page at a time, though, and they won't be able to flip to another page, and that page that they can see will always be blank, no matter how hard the child tries to write on it or paint on it or scribble on it. No ink or pencil, graphite or paint will stick to the page. But adults can never see the books. Even if a child shows them their book, the adult thinks the child is making believe. One New Year's Eve, a little girl named Ella Dawn woke just as the New Year's Fairy was vanishing with her day book from the year before. The New Year's Fairy looks like a firework, and she vanishes with a popping sound and a little puff of smoke. Musik. Ella Dawn wasn't afraid when she saw the fairy. She didn't really trust what she'd seen. A tiny little fairy holding a book bigger than herself and disappearing like a firework in the sky. She expected it was most probably a dream. But her room, especially her bookshelves, was tidy, and she slept with a nightlight that pointed just where the fairy had been. So she saw the new daybook right away. And she got out of her bed and she stepped carefully over to the shelf upon which it sat. And she looked at the beautiful little book and she slid it out of the shelf and saw it was the color of a cloudless summer sky. And she felt the cover, which was soft and smooth like a puppy's ear. And she looked at the paper inside that was shiny and bright as newly fallen snow. Ella Dawn picked the book up every day, well, at least in the winter time, when she spent so much time in her room with her toys and her books, playing and drawing and singing and dreaming. But she could never write or draw in the book. Not because she didn't try. She tried to write her name on the inside cover with a purple marker. She could not. The letters disappeared as she penned them. She tried to draw a picture of a beautiful lady that she sometimes imagined herself being, but the ink just wouldn't stain the page. During the spring, when Ella got busy with horse riding lessons, and in the summer when she got busy just running around outside playing, and in the fall when she went to school early in the morning and came home tired, she hardly thought of the book at all. But the next New Year's Eve, Ella couldn't sleep. She kept staring at the book as if she expected something to happen. And then it did. The New Year Fairy appeared in a shower of red and green and blue and purple sparkles with a brand new book.
"Oh, hi,"
said Ella Dawn. "Happy New Year," said the fairy.
"Are you a fairy?"
asked Ella Dawn. "That's right. I'm the New Year's fairy. I'm taking away your book of days from last year and replacing it with a new one."
"Where are you taking it?"
"Back to Father Time's library."
"But there's nothing written in it. I tried, but all the pages are blank."
"They look blank, but they are not. Look." The fairy took out a silver lantern that was hooked onto her belt, and she blew on it to light it up. Ella drew nearer to where the fairy hovered, turning the pages of her sky blue book, and in the lantern light she could see a picture on every page. Some of the pictures were beautiful. They were paintings of amazing quality and depth and detail. Color and line worked together to fill the beholder with awe. But some of the pictures were terrible. They were just smudgy scribbles with badly drawn figures and blobs of ink. When the fairy closed the book, Ella asked,
"Why are some of the pictures so beautiful and the others so not beautiful?"
"The beautiful pictures are the days when you were kind. The kinder you were, the lovelier the picture. When your kindness lifted others up to be kind too. When you were kinder than necessary, and when you were kind to yourself too. Those are the days you made beauty happen. Do you remember this day?" asked the fairy, and she opened up the book to a beautiful picture of light shining out from inside a safe little fort amid a towering forest of trees.
"Oh,"
said Ella,
"I do remember that day. My brother was sad, and I asked him to build a fort with me. And we watched cartoons inside our fort. And I gave him the rest of my Halloween candy. And we laughed so much, our dog came inside too and cuddled between us.
Do you remember this day? The fairy showed her a picture of a pile of torn up and scrunched up paper.
Ugh,
said Ella.
I remember that day too. I was mad at my mom and my brother and everyone. My brother told me to go away, but I wouldn't. I picked a fight with him, and my mom got mad at us, and I yelled at everyone. Then I had to go to my room where I just ripped things up until I fell asleep.
The fairy closed the book and blew out her magic lantern.
Wait, can I tear out that page?
No, said the fairy. That would be impossible. I need to go now, sweet Ella Dawn. Back to Father Time's library, but here is a new book of days for you. The next thing Ella remembers is waking up in her own bed and seeing the new book on her shelf. The cover looked like a sunrise, with cotton candy pinks and bright mandarin orange and soft yellows, and inside, 365 blank pages.
Happy New Year!